Now, it seems like you can't get through a live broadcast of a sporting event these days without seeing or hearing some kind of advertisement for sports betting, like these.
It's easy. All you have to do is download it, make a deposit, pick a sport, place a bet. Boom, goes the dynamite. Out comes the cash. Simple.
The buzzer beater, the walk-off blast, and every Hail Mary pass is one tap away from you doing your victory dance.
Now you're in the ring with the king of sportsbooks.
And that's how you do more than just bet. That's how you live your bet life.
In Wisconsin, you can legally bet on sporting events if you go in person to one of a few select tribal casinos. But all you have to do is step across the state line into, say, Illinois, Iowa, or Michigan. Your cell phone turns into a full-service sports book in your pocket. That comes after the U.S. Supreme Court ended a federal ban on online betting a few years ago, leaving it up to states. For some gamblers, sports betting can become a powerful addiction that has severe consequences in their lives. Our next guest says it's important to know the warning signs of problem sports gambling and the resources available to help. Mary Drexler is the director of the Maryland Center of Excellence on Problem Gambling at the University of Maryland School of Medicine. She wrote a recent column in the Washington Post sharing advice to keep online sports gambling under control. Mary, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob, for having me.
Can you talk about the game changer, the availability of online sports betting in so much of the country now? How has that affected the amount people gamble and the risk of addiction?
Yeah, well, I think as it rolls out, and you know it's been rolling out nationally, there's greater opportunity, convenience to bet, especially with sports. Individuals think, you know, I know my favorite team, so I'm going to know how to bet, that they have an edge on it. And people need to be careful about that. And it poses even bigger risks, risks to one's mental health, not just the financial risks that are involved there. You know, a lot of people, the adverse consequences with online sports betting, which it does appear that individuals will make bigger bets or more bets and thus end up with bigger losses compared to with in-person bettors. You can do it from your living room couch. All the way through the game, we're not just betting on who wins right now or who loses. We're betting on plays within the game. So some of these consequences can be anxiety, depression. You're not focusing on work anymore. You're starting to have financial problems and strained relationships.
How do we know when, you know, maybe harmless sort of gambling, whether it's going to a casino for sports betting or online or a fantasy pool with friends, say, is turning into a problem?
Well, I think one of the things is, are you preoccupied with your gambling? Are you thinking about it all day? Can't wait to place bets online? Constantly planning gambling activities, being focused on getting more money to gamble. These are all signs that could have a negative impact on your daily life. Also, do you have some withdrawal symptoms? A lot of gamblers will say they tried to stop or cut back, but couldn't do it. And some of these symptoms could be emotional, irritable, depressed. You even get physical symptoms, sweating, headaches, tension. Another one might be, are you hiding that activity? Gamblers are very good at hiding their gambling activity. So, you know, they lose money. They end up trying to borrow more money, but they cover everything with lies. And these lies have destroyed many of the relationships a gambler may have with their family and friends. And then this family member also is having to deal with the consequences of the behavior of the gambler. They'll even hide, they'll run to the mailbox to get the bills or the bank statements so a family member doesn't know what's happening.
It's easy to look in from the outside and say, well, just stop if it's a problem. I'm guessing, as with any kind of a compulsive or addictive behavior, that's easier said than done. What does it take to break a serious gambling addiction like this?
Well, I think first and foremost, the person needs to seek out help. There is help in all the states that have legalized gambling in those states. And there is the National Helpline for problem gambling. Right now it's 1-800-522-4700, and that's the National Council on Problem Gambling. Here in Maryland, our helpline number is 1-800-GAMBLER, and you can text or chat because that is the way of the world now. More people aren't making calls, but they're texting or chatting for help. Maryland is one of the states across this country that has no-cost treatment. So if you are a gambler with a problem, you can actually see a counselor at no cost to you, regardless of your income. or insurance. And that in Maryland, you can also get that treatment as a family member because you're impacted by the gambling behavior. I am very happy here, and I think some other states have it as well. We have peer recovery support specialists who are on staff at the Maryland Center of Excellence on Problem Gambling. These are individuals with lived experience. Sometimes the gambler doesn't really want to go directly into counseling, but wants to talk to someone who's been there and has made it through and is in recovery. So those are some of the recommendations, but you have to connect with people. You need to talk about it.
Now, suppose we're seeing this in a family member, a loved one, or a close friend. Mm-hmm. Say, are there ways to intervene, to help?
Yes. There are support groups for family members. Gammonon is one, which is national. Many states have Gammonon, and those are for the family members of a person who has a gambling problem. That's probably the primary, but they can call helplines across the different states. They can also provide them with some counseling alternatives, because sometimes the gambler is not ready to get the help does not mean that the family member should not seek out that help.
Do you have concerns about how this new wave of sports betting online sports betting is being marketed and maybe finding its way to audiences that it shouldn't?
Yeah, well, we know that it is a younger demographic typically with sports betting. That 18 to 24, but, you know, we also know that between 11 and 18 years old, young adult males are gambling. And the younger you start your gambling behavior, the more apt you are to have a gambling problem as you get older. So, the target population is definitely there on college campuses. We're already starting to hear on our helpline some college students who've lost their money, maxed out their credit cards, thinking they were going to get that big win and just got drawn into the ease of being able to bet online.
Mary, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
I thank you.
That's Mary Drexler, director of the Maryland Center of Excellence on Problem Gambling at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, with us today to share warning signs of sports gambling addictions, how we can help loved ones who might be struggling with it, with the rise of online sports gambling in many states around the country, not Wisconsin, at least not yet.